that we ordered late last year, I believe. It is for a total of $224,360. And whereas the town board of the town of Catskill, New York, has determined that it is in the best interest of the residents of the town to purchase one ambulance for the town, including equipment and furnishing used in connection therewith the ambulance, and whereas the purchase of the ambulance is a type 2 action within the meaning of the State Environmental Quality Review Act, that the regulations issued pursuant thereto collectively SEAKER, and therefore no further action is required to be taken by the town board pursuant to SEAKER. So I'm not going to read this whole thing. Motion by Jared. Second. Second by Brian. We need a roll call. So, JR?
Yep.
Jared, aye.
Jared, yes. Patrick, yes. Brian,
yes.
All right. All four, yes. Dawn is not present. Motion is carried. Oops. Correspondence, we received an unfortunate letter from New York State DOT advising the town that we were not awarded the grants for Pennsylvania Ave Culvert or MBUF Culvert. Is this our third time applying
Did
for that grant?
Did they give us a reason?
Nope. The only reason that they gave us is that they received a lot of applications and they didn't have enough funding for everybody. So I don't know, we can apply again, but with this round, we had supporting letters from TAG, Hinchy, the Army Corps of Engineers, I believe DEC sent a letter in. I don't know what else to do.
Well, I know what we're doing with one of them. We're going to trade it with the county.
Well, that's a conversation that we're going to have.
Now, the MBUF road call, is that a big one?
No. The big issue there is that it's directly connected to the river.
Right.
So it's nothing that we can do in-house.
Right.
And that Pennsylvania one, I think, is just getting worse and worse.
Yep.
Did we have a price on that? I don't remember.
No, the permit alone was $1 million.
Okay, that's what it was.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
And that came right from, I don't know if it was a DC official or an official from the Army Corps, but when Supervisor Finch and I met with them last October, they said and the permit was $1 million and every 5 years you'd have to renew it. We can't afford that for a permit. That's not the work anything else entailed. It's just
if the county could do a swap, that would be the swap one.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. All right, Ricky Kramer.
Actually, before we do that, we got a resolution to appoint John and Acamero as the second dog control officer.
50, yeah. 50,
for that was moved to new business.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's just the
draft.
Oh, perfect. I didn't get that. Yeah, I don't know that either.
Yeah, I'm on the website.
Oh, okay.
So we'll do continuing business.
Sorry.
Ricky Kramer Field,
yes.
Scoreboard.
So the scoreboard is going to cost, see, an all-electric. Due to prevailing wage, the installation and the scoreboard come out to a total from C&L Electric Company of $37,230. That will be for the 9-inning line scoreboard with pitch count 20 feet by 6.5 feet. That's $12,280. The wireless controller and battery kit is $1,070. Case to carry it in is $1,200. The freight is $1,700. And then we have prevailing wage construction for installation at 32 hours comes to $11,840. So the total price without Stone Creek Electric's connecting is $37,230. And then Stone Creek Electric quoted us $3,700 to run the electric to the scoreboard. So with the $25,000 from the county ARPA money along with some of our ARPA money, we'll have a new scoreboard.
Mm-hmm.
And that's with them doing the ditch work and all
that? We're going to ditch. The only thing we're going to do is ditch. Everything else is done. Everything else is done. You see, the quote was lower, but then he realized he had to do prevailing wage, so it went up $7,000.
And where's the scoreboard coming from?
The same company that the village, Elliott Park got theirs from.
Little League.
C&L Electric Company.
Is it local?
It's Popeye.
What's the overall price on that?
We're at $37,230 plus $3,700.
And you want to do the flagpole too?
Right? And the flagpole, yeah.
Oh yeah, that's a must.
Yeah.
So, I think it's like
$49.30.
Yeah.
Without the flagpole.
Without the flagpole's $33, and that's made in the USA from Liberty Flags.
Yeah, say 34.
It's a 30-foot.
Do we save a few bucks and go pick it up ourselves?
The flagpole?
No, the scoreboard.
I don't even know where it comes from.
I thought you said it was Pokeway.
No, the
company.
The company is in Pokeway. Gotcha. It's
I think the freight was about $1,700.
Yeah. It's probably just cheaper to just let it come.
Yeah, we actually have to give them a place to deliver it to, which I was thinking probably the highway garage.
The highway garage or the
village DPW,
or because they're light, four guys can pick it up. You can put it in that back building at the cemetery that we use for storage. But we have plenty of places to put it.
Yeah, and then I was thinking as far as colors, I was going to do it in blue with the orange piping.
Mm-hmm.
And then the steel's expensive too. That's one of the other.
Right.
The steel I-beams that have to. And he is using a local concrete company, one of the local companies. So they quoted $3,000 for the concrete. The steel I-beams, two of those, cut into $2,600. So.
Yeah, so in total, it's about $45,000.
Yeah. So.
So we'd use $20,000 of our ARPA funds for this. 25 from the county. It's needed. It'd be a good boost down there at the park.
Yeah. And then I also, not that this is new business anyway, I'm in contact with a company to work out a layout and pricing so we get an idea of what a basketball court and two pickleball courts will cost us.
Okay. All right. That's good because that's on my list of things too. But do we want to move forward with this?
When could it be installed?
I don't know the exact lead time on production, but I'm hoping to have it done by the fall, so it's ready for the school's opening season. I mean, because pretty much now we're in the last couple of weeks of the field being used.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I just wouldn't want them to try to do it in November and then pour that concrete.
No.
It's like, won't go freezing out.
And then the concrete has special, it's a 3,000 PSI mix.
Yep.
Gotta be.
So. So we just need to approve this, and then Liz can send the project to the county so it fulfills the...
Right. Yep. Cool.
So a motion by me.
Motion by Jared to approve up to $45,000 for a scoreboard, electrical work, and a flagpole.
At Ricky Kramer Field.
At Ricky Kramer Field.
Second
by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Liz, that motion will be $20,000. We're using $20,000 of our ARPA funds.
Okay.
Now new business. Appoint John Acanero as dog control officer to assist with Kay. They're going to be splitting the duties 50-50 for the remainder of the year. Is that correct?
That is correct. That's correct.
Motion?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Motion by Jared, second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. And that is it for the official meeting. While we were talking about ARPA, one of the things... Actually, let's go through... Sean Beers would like to...
Oh, we have to surplus the...
Yep, Sean Beers, the highway superintendent, would like to purchase a plow and salter. We've got four quotes. One is for $16,450. The other is for $16,850. One's $18,625.84, and the one on state contract is $19,171.15. These are all coming from Toads. So he would like the approval to buy the one that's $16,450.
Motion.
Motion by Jared.
Second.
Second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Also, the highway superintendent would like to surplus two trucks, the 2016 Ram 5500.
Yep. Dump truck.
Dump truck.
Flatbed.
This is a flatbed, yeah.
That's the flatbed, and then the 05.
And then the 2005 Ford F-150.
Motion.
Motion by Jared.
Second.
Second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. All right. That is all I had, except for we need to have a conversation about the town's ARPA money. You know, we can do, we've all talked about pickleball court for a while. We can put out an RFP for pickleball court and the basketball court, see what the price comes back at.
Yeah.
We can replace the time clock system throughout the town. Our clocks are, they've got to be close to 20 years old, aren't they?
Well, Liz? We're running into that.
They're no longer
supported.
Well, maybe not 20 years, 15 years.
Okay.
Yeah. We have a list of IT upgrades that WebJoggers has been telling us about for years with our servers. Some computers need to be replaced throughout all our buildings. The phone lines upgraded, integrate outside lines to cut down on.
The elevators are really expensive.
And the elevator.
The roofs.
The roofs.
The roofs is a priority.
The roofs, they'll be scanned next week. They were supposed to come today, but the rain, they have to wait for clear weather to scan.
And if we get this pocket park put together, I'd like to use some money towards some stuff up in Paleville.
Yeah.
I agree there. Yeah. You didn't favor that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, really, what we have to do is sit down and put together a list of our needs and everything. And one of the things with the ARPA money, I want to make sure it goes to the benefit of the community, too, because that was the real...
Definitely.
Push behind it was that I'd like to see long-lasting community beneficial projects.
So comfortably, being that the contracts have to be signed by the end of December, I think we only have about 3 months to get all this done.
Well, that's one of the reasons I reached out to that company to start getting an idea of what this may cost for pickleball and everything. So in the Northeast, they do recommend asphalt because concrete heaves.
So do you want to put that out for RFP? It doesn't tie us down to anything. Let's put it out and see what comes back.
So motion to go out for RFP to put two pickleball courts and an outdoor basketball court at Ricky Kirby Field.
Motion by Jared, second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. We'll see what comes back. But any other ideas?
But like he was saying, even that pocket park, you know, just take the time because we're waiting.
Yep, and we talked to Tag the other day. Yeah. I know you did, and I mentioned it to him real quick about it. I saw Pinchy last week, and I don't know if she's on that committee, but I brought her up to speed on it.
I swear it was 6 years ago that the state was trying to give us that.
Yeah.
They did at one point in time.
They wanted us to take it.
So I meant if we could get an idea of maybe taking some ARPA funds and set aside for...
But we can't.
We can't. We have to have it. We have to have contracts.
Once
more, yeah.
So,
but I'm just saying.
Well, basically, what we need to know is if we get the park, what do we need to buy for there? Benches?
Correct, right?
Yep.
Trees.
Do we want to do flagpole?
Trees.
Do we want to
do, really? It's,
you know.
You could do it like a no maintenance thing in there.
Right.
Know? So, we do it.
And there's a lot of volunteers up there. Almost every day, somebody reaches out to me and said that they'll maintain it and stuff. Our guys, you know, the highway will have to do a little bit up there, but I think the people up in Bamville will
appreciate it.
We'll take this and own it.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, we probably should get a price on paving that one area of ours up there.
Oh, by the firehouse?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we could do that. That we can do in house. The blacktop won't be too expensive.
Yeah.
Where they have the separate monitors,
right? Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to, you know, see if there's stuff in any of the hamlets we can do.
Mm-hmm.
So, we've always all agreed our only real park currently is Ricky Kramer, so whatever we can do to improve that for residents,
mm-hmm.
make it more usable.
Yep.
I mean, blacktopping it right now is probably out of the question.
Yeah, I don't think.
Maybe just a repair on that strip that goes down to where it becomes
the
flat.
Scalpings, you know,
scalpings or millings.
Millings, yeah.
One thing that maybe, and this just came to me, is that Mark's been having a lot of issues with people kicking in the bathroom doors there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that making actual bathrooms?
you know, a new building. Because those are makeshifts and been there forever, and the doors are hollow.
Could almost put, if anything, upgrade the snack shop.
Yeah.
And put the bathrooms there.
Yeah, it's definitely big enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you still could have a, you don't need the giant snack shop. You only need half that building for snack shop, and right. Have to be a men's and women's bathroom.
That's not a bad idea.
That's all, at least that's a little more visible,
mm-hmm.
So you might not get the issues that we get with that other building. We do have to address the fence.
Yep, that one section.
Interesting, speaking to Stone Creek, he said if we wanted to buy the lights and the poles, he could put them up. If we eventually wanted to light the field.
Because
mm-hmm. I had a lighting quote for just buying lights, it was $50,000.
Right.
That didn't include the six poles and all the other work. That second quote I had got on lighting was a full turnkey solution. Mm-hmm. And it lit it to a competitive level that they could have tournaments there. Which, I guess there's grades and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that was $120,000.
So before we do that, do you think we should reach out to the organizations that have used the field and ask, see what the interest for night games?
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying if we can light the whole park till 10 o'clock at night, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Especially, I have a feeling the evenings, if we do pickleball and basketball, it'll be busy.
Over in that area, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they play basketball over here upwards of 10 o'clock at night.
Well, school, I don't know if the school ever shuts the lights off.
No,
not on the tennis courts, but if they have them up on the field or whatever on, they're off when as soon as they're done practicing or they leave.
And then the, I mean, the last thing to do at the senior center is the ceiling tiles.
Yeah. Once we figure out.
The fire system here is going to be paid for with ARPA, right?
Yeah.
They're supposed to be starting that soon, aren't they, Liz?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We should look into the system at the senior center, too, because who's the company up there?
Is that ADT?
ADT. They still can't figure out.
It's no longer ADT.
Yeah, they were bought out. Yeah, they still can't figure out why the annunciator is showing the errors up there. And there's no communication.
It's been going on for over a year.
Yeah. So maybe that's something to have them. You know, put that out for RFP and get quotes.
Is that
for
tied
that.
Into the next building?
No.
That's attached to it?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you would figure if there's a fire in the center that the attached building should.
No, they're two different systems. Do we want to. We've talked about putting cameras in town hall. That's something we can look into for the safety and security of our staff.
Yeah. I know we can't put them in here.
Right.
There was one here. Yeah, we can get the camera quotes. I know the, you know, IT is a long-lasting thing. A lot of times mm-hmm. we've had issues covered. Speaking of IT, code, the new software should be fully up, fully functional, and everything should be working by October.
Cool.
So probably September they'll start doing some training, and I'm guessing they're going to have to do some training with the planning board clerk.
Yeah.
The planning board also, because there's aspects of that they should
do that, yeah.
I was hoping they'd eventually come out with another integration and animal control.
It might be something they offer.
Because I've always said it'd be nice to have a button, push a button to send out all the reminders for dog licenses, wouldn't it?
Oh, I do that now.
Right,
so automatically printed.
Hmm.
Right, but what program is that?
That's my BAS program.
Okay.
Are you guys opposed to letting John and Kay leave the kennel in the back of that vehicle?
Not at all. If we have to take the back seats out, we can.
Yeah, they don't need the seats.
We don't, unless there's a reason we need the back seats. But no,
the kennel should be back and
that
was not a problem anyway.
Yeah,
because it all came down to that incident on Sunday morning there. So you had to put it in there and then had to take it out. And he was like, "Can we leave it in there?" I said, "I don't see why not. Just touch base with."
Yeah, just make sure it's secured down. If we need to, we can have Jack do something.
So between that and then their biggest concern was the the vet, emergency vet there.
Yep.
So.
Yeah.
Luckily, they found the owner, and the owner took it to the vet. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was on the phone with the sheriff's department and them, and it was just. So I was like, yeah, hopefully we can find an owner so the town doesn't have to pay.
I think that's a letter we should send to the county and suggest a consolidation of services in the countywide
animal control
department.
Yeah.
And Liz, is there any way we can change that on the website instead of animal control, dog control? Because they're calling them for all different things because it says animal control.
I thought it said dog control, and underneath that it says for animals
call. No, our landing page, right, the first page, it says animal control instead of dog.
Oh, that's something instead
of yeah, if they could change that to dog control, that'd be great.
And then there's the other thing, we would have to get another phone.
Yep, yes. I emailed AT&T this morning for a new line. Yep.
So she could get that, and then they'll have both numbers on there.
Yeah.
Brian and I are going to meet with Renee Thursday.
Ben Shack. Yep, Thursday at 7.
7 o'clock to go over the Champlain Power Line pilot.
Okay.
I think that's all I had.
Yeah, when you click on departments, Liz.
Yeah, I see.
It says animal control.
Yep, animal control is number one there.
And then, I don't know, I forwarded you an interesting thing. That app. From Gov Plus?
Yeah, I get that all the time.
I wasn't sure about pricing on that stuff and how useful it is to stay in contact with the citizens, but seems everyone complains that they don't know what's going on. And no one ever comes to the meetings.
Right.
No one looks at the town webpage.
I mean,
but I was thinking if we had an app and everyone had it on their cell phone and the town... Even in like emergencies, like the county, I get that voicemail down.
Yeah, reverse 911.
Something happens.
I mean, we can look into it. I'm not opposed to that. I just. I would use it. But would the majority of the residents use it? It's like, you know, we post things on our Facebook, we post things on the websites, in the paper.
Yeah, there's not many
Our meetings are live.
Yeah, there's not a lot of other places to post it, but it just seems like 90% of the complaints are because people
don't know
what's going on.
Right. I mean, I would love for our town board meetings to be so packed we had to move to the senior center every night, but it only happens when you bring up controversial topics.
Yeah. I just had someone yesterday the other day, like, did you guys pass the RFP for, you know, reassessment? I go, yeah, that was... At the last meeting, they're like, well, wasn't it in the paper? I was like, well, they're like,
big news.
They're like, you put it in the paper when you guys were talking about it, but then you didn't put it in the paper after. I was like, well,
reporters don't come.
I says it's on our monthly, if you look it up on the website, you'll see it on there.
And then I think our last piece of business is the executive session. We have to go to
executive session
to discuss employee.
So is that a motion?
Motion.
We making any?
No decisions to be made.
Okay. No need for the clerk?
No.
Okay. Can we have a second?
I do.
JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
You have a fire?
Before you